All right, so today we're diving deep into something super important for all you entrepreneurs and freelancers out there, and really anyone building a business. Aligning your ventures with your personal beliefs.
Yes.
We're going to be unpacking lesson 3 from Freelancing Insider.
Okay.
And they had some really thought-provoking stuff in there.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that starting a business takes guts and a great idea.
Right.
But is that really enough?
That's the question.
Yeah. What about, you know, those deep-seated beliefs that we all have?
Yeah.
Do those actually matter when it comes to entrepreneurial success?
You know, it's fascinating how much power our beliefs actually hold, even when we don't realize it.
Right.
You know, if you think about the Oxford definition, beliefs are what we accept as true, even without concrete proof.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's not just about facts and figures. It's about the underlying principles that actually drive our choices, and not just in business, but in life as well.
It's like our internal compass.
Exactly.
Guiding our decisions.
Yes.
But I guess not every compass is calibrated the same way, right?
That's very true.
Freelancing Insider pointed out that some beliefs can actually hold us back.
Absolutely. Some beliefs propel us forward. You know, they give us that confidence and drive we need to succeed.
Right.
But others can become roadblocks, limiting our potential and even sabotaging our efforts.
Wow.
And that's why that alignment between what we believe and what we do is so critical.
Yeah.
Especially in the entrepreneurial world, you're essentially building a business around your values.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So let's define what we mean by entrepreneurial ventures.
Okay.
Freelancing Insider describes it as developing, organizing, and managing a new business.
Right.
So it's more than just having that light bulb moment.
Yeah.
It's about taking that idea and transforming it into a living, breathing entity.
Absolutely.
With all the challenges that come with it.
Yeah. Imagine pouring your heart and soul into a business that clashes with your core beliefs.
Ooh, that would be tough.
It would be like, let's say you're someone who passionately believes in sustainability and ethical sourcing.
Right.
But your business model relies on cheap, mass-produced goods.
Hmm.
The inherent conflict can create a lot of internal turmoil.
Yeah, it would feel like you're constantly compromising your values.
Exactly.
Freelancing Insider gave this really stark example.
Yeah.
They talk about someone who values peace and human life trying to sell torture equipment.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty jarring.
That is jarring. And it highlights how crucial alignment is.
For sure.
When your venture clashes with your beliefs, it can lead to guilt, you know, a lack of enjoyment, even feeling like a stranger in your own company.
Yeah. Who wants to feel like that?
Right. Nobody. It's about building a business that you genuinely believe in, something that resonates with your soul, not just your bank account.
I love that.
Yeah.
So it's not just about personal peace of mind.
No.
Freelancing Insider also talks about how misalignment can impact company culture.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Our beliefs shape how we interact with others, how we make decisions, and ultimately they create the overall environment of our business.
Right.
If you try to force a culture that clashes with your personal beliefs,
yeah,
it's going to create constant friction.
Mm.
It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work.
Nope.
You'll struggle to attract like-minded people and customers who share your values.
That makes sense. And if you're trying to build a team, I imagine it becomes almost impossible to find people who genuinely believe in what you're doing.
It is.
If you don't believe in it yourself.
Yeah, you're right. It creates this feeling of being out of sync, both internally and externally.
Interesting.
Yeah. But here's a question to ponder. Can this misalignment actually hurt your bottom line?
Ooh.
Can not being true to yourself actually sabotage your success?
That's a great question. And that's something Freelancing Insider tackles head on.
They do.
There seems to be a real connection there.
Yeah. Think about it this way. Imagine a lender who has a deep-seated belief in helping people and really just hates the idea of burdening them with debt.
Okay.
This is obviously a noble value.
Right.
But in the context of running a lending business, it could create major problems.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right? They might hesitate to collect payments or struggle to make tough decisions about who to lend to.
Right.
Ultimately harming the profitability of their business.
So even with the best intentions, if your actions don't align with your beliefs, it creates this ripple effect.
It does.
That can impact every aspect of your business.
Exactly. This conflict between profit and principles.
Yeah.
It's a recurring theme that Freelancing Insider explores, and it's something that all entrepreneurs should be aware of.
They even share that story about the top salesperson.
Oh, yeah.
Who couldn't sell credit cards.
Yes.
Despite being incredibly successful in other areas.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That anecdote is a perfect illustration of this principle. the salesperson's personal belief against debt created a wall between him and the product he was supposed to be selling.
Right.
His inner compass was telling him one thing while his job was demanding another.
It makes you wonder how many of us are in similar situations.
Right.
Where our actions don't quite match up with our deeper convictions.
For sure.
Seems like it's more common than we realize.
Oh, absolutely. And it highlights the importance of self-awareness.
Yeah.
Taking the time to really understand our own values and how they intersect with our entrepreneurial ambitions.
So far, we've established that aligning your venture with your beliefs is vital for personal fulfillment.
Yeah.
Company culture and even financial success.
It is.
It seems like this alignment is crucial for anyone building a business.
Yeah.
Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting out on your freelance journey.
Absolutely.
But what happens when our beliefs change?
Mm.
You know, as we grow and experience more of life.
Yeah.
Freelancing Insider acknowledges that people evolve, and so do our guiding principles.
It's an incredibly important point. Life experiences new knowledge. Even just the passage of time can shift our perspectives and values.
For sure.
And this evolution is natural.
Right.
But it's crucial to be mindful of these shifts and how they might impact our ventures.
It's like needing to recalibrate your internal compass from time to time.
Exactly.
Making sure it's still pointing in a direction that feels true to who you are now.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes this recalibration might involve challenging some of our long-held beliefs, which can be a little daunting.
Yeah.
But Freelancing Insider emphasizes that certain beliefs might need to be challenged to allow for growth both personally and professionally.
So we're not just talking about aligning with existing beliefs.
Right.
We're talking about potentially evolving those beliefs for the sake of our ventures.
We are.
What does that actually look like?
Well, it might mean confronting beliefs about our own abilities or limitations or even what we think is possible in the world.
Okay.
And it's not about throwing all principles out the window.
Right.
It's about recognizing which beliefs are genuinely serving us and which ones might be holding us back.
It's like pruning a tree.
I like that.
Sometimes you need to cut away those dead branches to make way for new growth.
Yeah.
It can be a bit scary, but it's essential for the long-term health of the tree.
That's a fantastic analogy.
Thanks.
And it highlights the dynamic nature of this alignment process.
Yeah.
It's not a one-time event. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery, adaptation, and growth.
I love that.
So we were just talking about how sometimes our belief can feel like limits.
Yeah.
Holding us back from reaching our full potential.
Right.
But how do we even know which beliefs need a good shakeup?
Yeah, that seems tricky.
It does. It requires asking ourselves some tough questions.
Okay.
Like, are my beliefs based on solid evidence, or are they just assumptions that I've been carrying around for years?
Mm-hmm.
Are they genuinely helping me move forward, or are they keeping me from exploring new possibilities that could lead to growth and fulfillment? You know, it's almost like taking inventory of your mental toolkit and figuring out which tools still work and which ones need an upgrade.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old hammer might be comfortable, but maybe it's time to invest in a new one with a better grip.
Right.
It makes this whole process of challenging beliefs feel a bit more approachable.
Exactly. And while it might feel uncomfortable at times, Freelancing Insider reminds us that it's an essential part of personal and professional development.
Okay.
You know, it's about pushing ourselves beyond those self-imposed boundaries to see what we're truly capable of.
So it's not about just rejecting all our beliefs outright.
No,
it's about being open to the possibility that some of them might need to evolve as we gain new experiences and knowledge.
Exactly. It's about holding our beliefs with an open hand, recognizing that they're not set in stone.
Right.
And remember, growth often happens outside of our comfort zones.
Okay.
If you're always playing it safe, you might be missing out on opportunities that could truly transform your business and your life.
That makes me think about something else Freelancing Insider mentioned.
Yeah.
Sometimes we start our ventures as different people than who we become along the way.
Absolutely.
We learn. We grow. Our worldview expands.
It does.
Our beliefs might change drastically from when we first launched our business.
Absolutely. And that evolution can sometimes lead to a disconnect between our ventures and our evolving beliefs.
So it's like you've outgrown an old pair of shoes.
Exactly.
That might have served you well in the past, but now they're just uncomfortable and holding you back.
Yeah. So in those situations, what do you do?
Right. Do you just scrap the entire venture and start over?
Not necessarily. It depends on the situation.
Okay.
What's the nature of the misalignment, and can it be addressed through adjustments or a kind of recalibration?
Okay.
Sometimes it might be as simple as redefining the mission or values of your venture to better reflect your current beliefs.
Oh, I like that. It's like giving your business a makeover.
Yeah, exactly.
But what about those times when a makeover isn't enough? What if the misalignment is more fundamental?
In those cases, it might involve making more significant changes.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to shift the focus of your business.
Right.
Pivot to a new product or service, or even explore an entirely different venture.
Yeah.
The key is being honest with yourself about what feels authentic and aligned with your core values.
So flexibility and adaptability are key here.
They are.
Recognizing that both we and our ventures are constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And being willing to make changes along the way.
Exactly. And it's about being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Does your venture still light you up?
Mm.
Does it feel like a true expression of who you are and what you believe in?
Right.
If not, it might be time to explore other paths.
That's a good point.
And Freelancing Insider makes another interesting point.
Okay.
Sometimes desperation can push people to make decisions that go against their principles.
Yeah, that makes sense when you're feeling the pressure to succeed,
mm-hmm.
especially financially.
Right.
It can be tempting to compromise your values or jump into ventures that don't feel quite right.
It's like survival mode kicking in.
Yeah.
And your short-term needs overshadow those long-term aspirations.
Right.
But Freelancing Insider reminds us that there's a better way. Mm-hmm. They encourage us to be patient, to really take the time to learn and explore ventures that are more likely to work for us both practically and ethically.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where your passion, skills, and beliefs all come together.
Yes.
And that's where the magic happens.
Precisely. It's about creating a venture that you're truly proud of, one that aligns with your deepest values and brings you a sense of fulfillment.
So this idea of aligning ventures with beliefs isn't a one-time thing.
No.
It's an ongoing process.
It is.
It sounds like it requires constant self-reflection, honesty, and that willingness to adapt and evolve.
It is, and it's a journey worth taking.
For sure.
When our ventures are aligned with our beliefs, we create something truly special. A business that's not just about making money, but about making a difference in the world while staying true to ourselves.
That's beautifully said. I think our listeners are starting to see just how powerful this alignment can be.
I hope so.
Especially for those of us navigating the world of freelancing, digital nomadism, or entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
But let's get practical for a moment. How can our listener actually start putting these ideas into practice?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll explore in more depth after a quick just kidding. We're going to keep diving right in.
Uh-huh.
It all starts with that self-awareness we were talking about.
So self-awareness is the first step. But what does that look like in action?
Well, it's about carving out some time for deep reflection.
Okay.
Really ask yourself, what are my core beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
What are the principles that guide my decisions and actions, you know, both personally and professionally?
Yeah.
What are the values that are non-negotiable for me?
Okay.
Think of it like taking a personal inventory, getting to know yourself on a deeper level. It's like taking a step back from the hustle and bustle of daily life to really get in touch with your inner compass.
Exactly.
It can be easy to lose sight of what truly matters when you're caught up in the day-to-day demands of building a business.
Yeah, once you have a clearer understanding of those core beliefs, you can start to look at your entrepreneurial aspirations through that lens.
Okay.
Does your venture align with those principles?
Hmm.
Does it feel authentic and true to who you are at your core? Does it make you feel excited to get out of bed in the morning?
What if the answer is no?
Hmm.
What if you realize that your venture and your values are out of sync?
Then it's time to get to work.
Okay.
It might involve making some adjustments to your venture, tweaking things here and there to better reflect your beliefs.
Right.
Maybe you need to redefine your mission statement, clarify your values, or even shift your marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Or it could mean seeking out new opportunities that are more aligned with your passions and principles.
So it's not necessarily about giving up on entrepreneurship altogether.
It's about finding that path that feels right for you.
Yeah, it's about creating a business that not only makes sense financially,
right.
but also feels good on a soul level.
I love that. And remember, this alignment process isn't a one and done deal. It's an ongoing journey. As you evolve and grow, your beliefs might shift, and that's perfectly normal.
It is. The key is to stay aware of those shifts and make adjustments to your venture as needed. Your business should grow and evolve alongside you.
Freelancing Insider also warned against chasing those quick profits at the expense of your principles. That's something a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, especially in the early stages.
It's easy to get caught up in that race for success, especially when you're bombarded with messages about scaling quickly and maximizing profits.
Right.
But it's so important to take a step back and ask yourself, is this venture something I can genuinely stand behind? Does it align with my values? Am I proud of the work I'm doing?
It's about playing the long game, building a business that's sustainable, not just financially, but also ethically and personally. A business that you can feel good about, even when things get tough.
Exactly. And that's what this entire deep dive has been about, encouraging you, our listener, to create a venture that's not only successful, but also meaningful and aligned with your deepest beliefs. It's about building a business that reflects the best version of you.
So as you continue to explore those entrepreneurial opportunities, keep these questions top of mind. Which of my beliefs are non-negotiable? Which ones am I willing to challenge for the sake of growth? This deep dive is just a starting point. Now it's time for you to reflect on your own beliefs and how they connect with your entrepreneurial aspirations. Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep building a business that you truly love.